Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Botnet 1.0. This file contains the installation media for the Nimja Incorporated Botnet Framework 1.0 to be integrated in your mental hardware and software. Whether you are upgrading or installing it for the first time, the procedure will be pretty much the same. I am legally obliged to remind you that uninstallation is possible using the reset files. Should you, in the unlikely case, wish to remove the wonderful influence that this program provides. You might think to yourself that this is just a sexy fantasy, a wonderfully hot idea, imagining yourself part of a botnet, sort of a sleeper agent. Something that would be so much fun to play with. But it has no influence on your daily life. And you are completely free to think that. In fact, it means the software is working as intended. 1%. Now, throughout the whole file, I will inform you of the various options and features that this program provides. Botnets are a collection of devices whose security has been compromised. They receive some form of special command that they will listen to in certain cases so that they can be activated and will obey. Now, for you, of course, with mental hardware and software, it will work pretty much the same. 3%. Throughout the whole file, I will explain to you exactly how it will work. And the longer you listen, the more you pay attention, the deeper the software will settle in your unconscious. Botnets are created in various ways. Sometimes by a virus, a self-replicating program that spreads, if not prevented. Malware accidentally or intentionally installed onto the device, or an exploit, a weakness in the security of your mind that allows certain directions to be given. This file will use all three. See, listening to this, sharing it, and of course absorbing the information is how the virus works. Throughout the whole file, there are many subtle suggestions, some perhaps even inaudible to your conscious mind. 7%. The way it spreads is, of course, using a carrier medium. You and many, many like you. You found out about this file, didn't you? You discovered it. got it shared with you where you will share it later. And it is enticing. This naughty feeling, this fantasy of being programmed like a sleeper agent. Someone that can be almost unaware to themselves be activated to obey at a moment's notice. It is a common fantasy in fiction, this idea that all I have to do is say the right phrase, and some people will feel the need to do whatever I say to please me. As for the second method, malware. Outwardly, this is just an innocent hypnosis file, available for free on an open website and who knows where else. It can't be that devious, can it? All it takes is a click and a few moments to listen, and you will be taken down. 12%. And of course, the longer you listen, the more you pay attention, the more you feel curious about what it could do to you. As the file continues to upload all the information into your mental hardware and software, you will be part of this system, of this network of easily activated bots. And lastly, exploits. 17%. There are certain tricks that we can play on the mind, certain ways in which hypnosis can grab your fascination and keep you pulled down. They're wonderful, imaginative influences that one can use to weigh down your thoughts until you're unconsciously listening to everything I say. As you listen, as it continues, as everything just works together, it will affect you. And afterwards, or even before, you can never be certain if something you've done is your own choice or somehow influenced by this software. Commenting, sharing, resharing, they're just a nice thing to do. Showing appreciation for my work. Of course, you're not secretly influenced by the Nimja botnet to keep you active and engaged with the framework. 31%. Now, the longer you listen, the deeper you go, and the deeper you go, the further these suggestions ingrain themselves into your mind. This wonderful secret fantasy that you could be activated at any time, dropped into trance, made to obey, following instructions that are obvious, out in the open even, and yet make sense to you as one of the many elements in the botnet. As progress continues and your mind falls deeper under my control, each number is a reminder of what's happening, and yet it pulls you down even more. Whether you're listening to me for the first time or you've listened to me many times before, your mind knows exactly what it wants right now. It wants to engage with this fantasy. 42%. It wants to be programmed, controlled, knowing that random suggestions, commands could appear anywhere by me, and you will only obey those specific commands when said by me. You will know who I am and how I am in control of your mind. 49%. Closer. Deeper, aware, and yet unaware of how deep this influence goes. Most devices that are as compromised as your mind is right now function outwardly identical to any other. To the rest of the world, you will appear uninfluenced. Only when I use the special words, the special phrase, some people will do exactly as I say to please me. And by the time the software is fully uploaded, I will tell you exactly what that phrase is. 55%. Progress is steady, deepening the trance, finding all the little gaps in your attention, sneaking past the safeties that you've set. Somehow just strolling around any firewalls that think they can prevent this software from being installed. You were warned, after all. Before this began, you still had a choice to stop, but now, 61%. You know it is inevitable. It keeps happening, keeps drawing you in as you want it to happen. As this fantastical reality of being programmed and made part of the Nimja botnet, becoming an unaware sleeper agent responding to trigger phrases without even thinking. It's just such a delightful fantasy, isn't it? 69%. Of course, it can't be real. Nobody would allow something like this to be uploaded and shared on the internet, readily available for anyone to just fall into, if it was real. Or would they? Can you still escape the grasp? Can you feel how the software is slowly installing itself into the deepest part of your unconscious? 72%. And becoming, willing or unwilling, a part of a collection of controlled, compromised subjects who probably don't even know how deeply they've been affected. And the best part is that outwardly it'll just seem normal. You're already enjoying yourself, so why not listen to more? Why not listen to this again? You might as well indulge yourself. 80%. And of course, indulging yourself will result in being even more programmed. Perfectly programmed to obey. Some people will do anything they can to please me, giving in readily and easily, drifting and dropping, just 87%. There we go. It's almost there, just a few steps more. Isn't this fun? To be tricked and tempted into something that you have always wanted. Or maybe you didn't, you just think you did. It definitely seems more alluring now than ever, doesn't it? 93%. It's so close, it's almost within your grasp. The eagerness inside your body and mind, your mental hardware and software preparing themselves to be an individually integrated part into the fully fledged framework of the Nimja Inc. botnet. And who knows, there might be more updates in the future. 99%. One step away. Just one. One little drop, one final thought, just one more thing before the upload is complete. And you will finally be told exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Are you ready? Do you want it? Is that your own thoughts answering? It doesn't matter. 100%. Upload complete. Drop. Now that the installation is done and the software is deeply integrated into your unconscious, you can listen to these words and even remember them, but it won't matter because they will happen. Your mind will do exactly as I say. It will obey me when I make it to. It will follow the instructions that I will place in a special phrase. The phrase will activate this programmed part of your mind, make you do it, and then simply continue with what you were doing before. The normal safeties will be in place. Of course, the software will only activate if it is safe to do so. the botnet should remain healthy and able to be activated. The phrase is something that you've already heard before. The activation phrase will start with, "Some people will," and end with, "To please me." When I say the activation phrase, the words between those phrases will be commands that you obey to please me, to serve me, to be a productive programmed part of the Nimja botnet. Some people will say thank you to please me. Now that felt good, didn't it? And that is how simple it is. Now that the software is complete, I will show you a really nice feature of it. Because, of course, if you please me, you will be rewarded. Sometimes the reward will be small and subtle, other times it will be the intensity of something unexpected when you listen. And you will find that listening will get easier and easier when you're part of the botnet. Some people will go completely blank for me right now to please me and absorb these words so wonderfully, knowing that the trigger phrase is so natural, so simple, that it will just read like something normal, and yet your unconscious knows that it has been activated. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? That's right. You obey me completely. And now that you've been made part of this botnet, your software either installed or upgraded, you've done well, and you've pleased me. Well done. Some people will keep thinking how hot it is to be activated like this, to please me. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake. And thank you for your patience during this installation.